Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 35.
I want to thank you for tuning in to a new edition of Table Talk, whether you're watching or listening. And please take the time to alert your neighbors, your friends, your social media friends, as well as your face-to-face friends where to find us. You found us. So help them find us. That'd be great. My father, Dr. Lester Sumrall, spoke on a series by television and radio many years ago about how to cope with life's problems. How to cope with life's problems. And cope did not mean to put up with. You suffer through it. Cope, he meant, was to get rid of a thing and replace it with the joy of the Lord, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to get that thing dispelled out of your life. And so we're talking about people that are discouraged all the time. They're like that poor cartoon character called Eeyore. Oh, they pinned my tail in the wrong place. Oh, it's sunny for everybody else, but it's cloudy for me. I've never had a good day in my life. And if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And they revel in how bad things are for them. You don't have to live that way. If you're a Bible person and you know the Lord, you don't have to live that way, but you can take courage and encouragement from the gems in the Word of God. The Bible tells us in John 14 and verse 27, John 14:27, it said, "Peace," Jesus speaking here, "peace I leave with you." Peace didn't go with him. He left it here for us. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I gave this illustration one time in church, talking about peace not like the world gives. It's like two boxers or two kids in a sandbox, and you're saying, or to two empires, two individuals, two whatever, that are just fisticuffing verbally or for real. So, all right, time out, blow the whistle, say, all right, you go to that corner, and you go to that corner. Is that peace? Well, they stop fighting for the moment, but on the inside of them, they're still boiling, and they're charged with anger, and they can't wait until that break time is over so they can get back at it again. Whew. If you're in relationships like that, that's not good. That's not God. And you have an opportunity to get out by taking on the peace of God and the joy of the Lord that is your salvation, your deliverance from what you're in. I want to share with also another scripture called 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. The Bible says, "We're troubled on every side." Wow. If anybody knew that, had insight to that, it was Paul. Remember, he was a guy commissioned by the church to get those crazy rabble-rousers, those Jesus people, throw them into jail, bodily harm if necessary, until God got a hold of him, knocked him off his animal, blinded his eyes. He couldn't see. And the man had enough sense to say, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus said, "I'm the one that you're persecuting." "Oh, not me." "Well, they're my people. You're persecuting me." And the rest is history of what Paul went through to be the man that God called him to be. And so, did anybody know anything about disturbances in your lifetime? Oh, yeah. If you'll keep reading about Paul, you'll find out that he was beaten, stoned, in prison, whipped, shipwrecked, and eventually paid with the ending of his life prematurely because of what he knew about God and about his son Jesus that saved him, and then he made it his mission to go tell all of the known world about that Jesus that radically changed his life. Here we have in 2 Corinthians these words, "We are troubled on every side." That was Paul. But he said, "But we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not into despair." So you can be perplexed. You can be upset a little bit, but we're not down at the bottom level of despair till we throw up our hands and say, "All right, I quit." You can't quit. We're too close to the end zone. We are too close to the tape of our race. And Paul actually said this, "Run the race that was set before you with joy and confidence that you're going to make it all the way to the end." Talking in terms of race, and many years ago, they had the 100-yard dash. And remember, there wasn't a 55-yard dash, a 70-yard dash, or an 87-yard dash. It was a 100-yard dash. And the race didn't count unless you went across the end line, and the first one that broke the tape won the race. And so he wrote a whole lot about running the race. They had a whole lot of runners and a whole lot of racers back in the day. And so he said, run the race with confidence. Run all the way. Give it all you've got. That's what I have to say to you today. Don't let such things like discouragement get you out of the race. Don't sit on the sideline and watch all the runners go by. Engage in life. As Paul said, you might be perplexed, but it's not all over. No, it's not over. Don't get distressed. No, you're going to live. It's going to be all right. Jesus is your Lord. You're going to be good. You will be good. Don't be into despair. You might be persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down. The last part of that verse said, but not destroyed. Wow. Not destroyed. You know, the enemy, he wants to destroy you. And he will use people that are far away from you. And the destroyer will use people close to you to destroy you. For a bad analogy, just think about a balloon. A balloon is full, happy, flying in the air. And then it gets a puncture wound by a needle or something else. And all of a sudden that balloon is deflated in just a few seconds' time. It is flat as a pancake, no more air in it. And it falls to the ground, defeated. And that's what the enemy wants to do to you. He wants to deflate you. He wants to take you out of the game. He wants to bench you forever. And you have to understand the last phrase of that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 8 and 9, that says, you know what? I might be forsaken, I might be forgotten, I might be persecuted, but I am not destroyed. I still have the life of God inside of me, looking always for the next thing that God wants me to do. And that's the right kind of attitude to not just have, but to live with every single day of your life. I want to thank you for watching or listening this time and next time to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.